Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Secret to Success podcast. We strive to bring you the top leaders in their industries so you can learn their secrets to success, so you can grow and build your businesses, be prosperous, and live the dreams that you are so looking to live. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@theatsjr.com for more information about the ATSJR companies and to find out more about how to live your dreams and reach that middle class exit and live the life that you were supposed to live. Freedom is abundance, and abundance is freedom. Let's all go live it. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of the Secret to Success podcast.
All right, everybody.
You know what?
All right, I'm done. I froze. As soon as you hear it going, I froze.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Branding and Cash Flow with Grace and Deanna. Deanna and Grace. Okay, there we go. So, this evening, we are talking about cash flow is your friend. Cash flow is your friend. 2 weeks ago, when I was talking about multiple streams of income, we spoke about cash flow and how cash flow is needed in multiple streams of income. And we'll go back over the meaning of it. Cash flow is the total amount of money moving or flowing, like water, in and out of your business. So when you hear somebody say, cash is king, no, cash is not king. Cash flow is king, because cash flow is your friend. You don't want just cash. No, you want cash flow. Because if you just have cash, that can just be here today, gone tomorrow. But if you have cash flow, it's going in and out your business. More importantly, it's coming in. Now, why cash flow is your friend? Cash flow is your friend because it is the lifeblood of your business. Cash flow is the lifeblood of your business. Yes, I know what you're saying, but you need customers. Customers are the lifeblood of your business. Yes, it is. Yes, they are. But guess what customers have? They have cash to give you so it can flow in and out of your business. Therefore, cash flow is the lifeblood of your business. Remember, cash that flows like water in and out of your business is a good thing. And you want to make sure that you have constant cash flow. And I mean constant cash flow. You never want the well to dry up. So make sure that you have constant cash flow. Well, how is cash flow your friend? Y'all ask the best questions. Antonio says, I heard him say that too. Y'all do ask the best questions all the time. Cash flow is your friend because it's cash paid by customers for goods and services that you've provided from your business. And cash flow can be used for your expenses, such as paying salaries, buying materials, other expenses that are needed. Hey, keep the lights on. If you're renting out a space for your office, what have you, cash flow works for all of that. You want to make sure, I'm going to continue to say this, that you have constant cash flow. Constant cash flow. Also, when cash flow is your friend. When is cash flow your friend? Really, cash flow is your friend all the time. Cash flow is your friend always, but especially when you learn how to manage it and also increase it. When you learn how to manage your cash flow and you learn how to increase your cash flow, that is when it is your very best friend. Some ways that you can manage your cash flow. Make sure that you stay on top of your transactions. You know, the thing, what you bring in and what you spend. Make sure you always know what comes in, what goes out. Great way to manage it. Just like, okay, no one really uses checkbooks anymore, but I'm pretty sure that you manage your bank account. So you know what money comes in, you know what money goes out, so that you can manage that. Same way with the cash flow of your business. Also, create cash flow statements so that you can continue to see and stay on top of your transactions. I wanted to share something real quick. Okay, this is an example of a cash flow statement. Hopefully everyone can see this here. It says, Diana's goat grooming. I found an example. I said, okay, that's pretty cool. Diana's goat grooming. Month ended January 31st, 2019. So these are all the cash flow from Diana's goat grooming operations. Okay, so the net income, $60,000, and then additions to cash. So we know, and I love this, addition means to add, okay? Depreciation is $20,000, so you're adding that. Then your increase in accounts payable, she had $10,000. Subtractions from cash, the increase in accounts receivable was $20,000. Increase in inventory was $30,000. And then going down, net cash from operations, the $40,000. Cash flow from investing. Diana purchased some equipment that was worth $5,000. So when you purchase something, that means money is going out. All of these things that are in red in parentheses, you already know. If it's in red, money is going out. If it's in black, money is coming in. Cash flow from financing. Notes payable was $7,500. So when you add all of the money that came in and then subtracted the money that went out of the business, the cash flow for the month that ended in December 31st, 2018 was $42,500. This is Diana's cash flow statement. So you want to make sure you create cash flow statements like this so you can manage your money, understand what's going in, what's coming out. Also, you want to make sure you use the cash flow statements to understand how your money is moving and flowing through your business. Okay? I can guarantee you, everyone who has a business on here knows where the money is going, how it's being used. Because I always hear people say, especially the CEO of this company say, hey, I follow my money. Yes, you should definitely have that mentality. Please follow your money. In your business, in your personal life, especially in your business. Follow your money. That way you can constantly have cash flow. Before I move on, does anyone have any thoughts, questions on cash flow being your friend? Any thoughts or questions? All right, we will keep going. To increase your cash flow, some things that you can do. Require deposits up front. When I did my research and things and I saw this, that really blessed me. Require deposits up front. A person who I know does this, or people I know that who do this, or Phil and Susan Sorrentino, they require deposits up front. And I would like to ask if one of these lovely people would let us know how they do that. I've heard Phil and Susan mention this before, of how they would charge people or require deposits up front. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You just tell them that's your policy.
Yeah. That's the policy that we have, and we discuss it up front. If if for some reason we were to discount the fee and co-sponsor it, then we ask for the full amount up front. Otherwise, it's a 50% deposit right away at the time we send out our speaker agreement that they sign, and then they return a check or whichever way we determine for that to be done. And that's kind of standard practice in the speaking industry.
And then we invoice them for the second half, 10 days before the event. So they'll either send us a check or they'll have a check ready at the event and just give it to me.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. The human consultants, they make sure that they, what's the word I'm looking for? They ensure their cash flow.
Yeah, we make sure we get paid.
That's it. You want to make sure you get paid. Yes. Making sure you get paid is ensuring and increasing your cash flow and managing it as well. Thank you so much, Phil and Susan. So you want to make sure you want to do that. Require deposits. Let people know, hey, this is my policy, you know, for my services, for my goods that I am supplying. And this is our policy. This is what we require. And then also, have monthly subscriptions. This is being taught all the time within the business university. Have monthly subscriptions. Antonio preaches this. Make sure in your business, have monthly subscriptions. That will really ensure that you constantly have cash flow. Monthly subscriptions every month, money is constantly coming in every month. When someone subscribes to your goods or services for this amount every single month, I know I have this much coming in, this much coming in. And then when you constantly have new subscribers coming in every month, that will increase your cash flow and increase more of your assurance that you will have cash flow coming in so that you can take care of the business, can flow and take care of itself. Cash flow is your friend. Again, cash flow is a total amount of money moving or flowing in and out of your business. It is the lifeblood of your business, and you want to make sure you have constant cash flow. Cash flow can be made by customers paying for your goods or services, and then cash flow can also be used for expenses that you have within your business, such as salaries, materials, equipment, things of that nature. And then when you learn to manage and increase your cash flow, it will always be your friend. Make sure you do that. Does anyone...
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
If I have any questions, thoughts, or comments about cash flow.
Yes, Grace?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the one thing I think that we don't think about that we used extensively was barter or trade. I mean, I've gotten office furniture, I've gotten computers, I've gotten cars. I had three kids and a wife and braces. I got $18,000 to spend at a resort that was 40 minutes south of Disney World. I did a barter with a company that was having a special sale of Abercrombie, Henry Bendel, Giorgio Armani. So I took Susan to the place and I said, Susan, no limit, anything you want. So gave her a no limit shopping spree at this event. And so I said, okay, now in the husband rating scale, where does this put me? And she said, even. I go, even? This just got me to even? Oh, well, I guess I'll take it. I'm trying to think. Bartered for... Shoot,
well, we got the deck on the house. We also, when Dave Caperton worked with us, we got his whole house with, I don't remember what that was, new carpet or something, when he brought his child home after having eye cancer. Remember that?
Right.
We've done a lot of barter. In that amount
of
time.
If you need something, think who has it and then take what your skills are and approach them and say I'd be willing to do this for you. You got this. They'll do it because if you barter for retail.
Hey everyone. I know what it's like to grind day in, day out, week after week, month after month, year after year, pushing as hard as you can, giving 100% effort and wondering when the breakthrough will happen. Or if it will ever happen. Well, I have a podcast that will accelerate your success in business and life. For the past 20 years, Danny Brown has been one of the top real estate brokers in the country with well over $1 billion in sales under his belt. The Deal with Danny Brown takes an inside look at elite performers in business, sports, and entertainment and breaks down what makes them tick. So all of us can learn the routines, habits, mindset, vision, grit, and hustle it takes to make it to the top in any field you choose. There are no shortcuts, but this is pure gold. This is high-level insight, wisdom, and advice for anyone who wants to achieve success and perform at the highest level possible and improve their situation. The Deal with Danny Brown has a lot of heart and humor and inside stories that I wish I would have heard when I was starting out in my career. It's a roadmap to success. Download and subscribe to The Deal with Danny Brown on your favorite podcast platform and get a video of each episode on YouTube. Just search The Deal with Danny Brown. You're going to love it and leave a comment and tell us what you think. This show is blowing up. It is charting on Apple Podcasts, and it was named the 2019 Best News Podcast. Go to thedealpod.com for more episodes. Again, go to thedealpod.com for more episodes.
They've only got their costs in it, and your costs, you are your cost of goods. So it's not like you got to buy something to mark it up. It really helps your cash flow when you're bartering.
Well, on top of that, you're getting goods that you can use that you might purchase and you save money that way. But when you're giving the presentation, you're usually going to get, you know, at least three referrals or presentation from that presentation that you give. So you've built the relationship and then you're in front of an audience that's going to take you to the next place. So as opposed to not doing it, you can barter for the services and then also increase the chances of getting more business either with them or with other people in the audience, because one thing leads to another.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Phyllis Susan. Yes, barter and trading can definitely help increase your cash flow. Why? Because you don't have to pay for it. Okay? You bought it, and traded for different things, equipment or goods and services, things of that nature. That very main, yes. Thank you so much for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just remember printing. I bartered for a copier. My office, I bartered for an office that I had an office in a place where the guy had a travel business and a travel school. So I spoke at his graduation every time he had a graduation and bartered for office space. Just before you spend money on anything, think, can I barter first?
That is definitely great advice. Great advice. I hope y'all are listening. Yes, before you buy anything, ask yourself, can I barter for what it is that I need? So Susan reminded me that when we were first starting out with the company, when I went and asked my church members, the people who watched me grow up, went in with a laminated sheet with a list of equipment that we needed to get the company up and going, and ask, if you could, would you mind purchasing one of these items of equipment that we need to start our company? And if not, if you would just give a donation, it'd be greatly appreciated. I'm telling you, that list, things that crossed off on that list. And our cash flow definitely was helped because we didn't have to pay for any of the equipment that was on the list. And so that works as well. Ask for support. Ask people that you know that will support you. Even if you're not sure, ask them anyway. The only thing they can say is yes or no. And last time I checked, no never killed anybody anyway. So go out there and ask for support. You have not because you ask not. Go out there, get it done so that you can increase your cash flow. Is there anyone else? Thank you so much again, Mr. Phil and Ms. Susan. Is there anyone else who has any questions or thoughts on cash flow? All right. Now, the gentleman that came on earlier, your suit and froze. Soon as we hit the record button, I just want to ask if he would give us a few nuggets on cash flow. Mr. Smith Jr., are you able to unmute your mic, sir? Okay. He must be in a meeting or something. Not a problem. But cash flow is your friend. You want to make sure that you have constant cash flow. Take the advice, the suggestions, the tips that we were talking about today. Barter and trade. Manage your cash flow by creating cash flow statements. And then study those statements so that you can understand how your money's flowing in and out of the business, where your money's going, where your money's coming from, so that way you can increase it, and you can, as you study it, you can make notes and ask yourself questions. Okay, this is where the money's going, this is where the money's not going. I mean, this is where the money is going, this is where the money's coming from. Go ahead, Mr. Phil.
Well, and the one thing we got to understand when we talk about cash flow, we have to talk about the sales cycle. Because that's where the cash comes from, is making sales.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to be aware that every day you do something proactively to put things in the top of your sales funnel so something will come out the bottom. And it's a constant thing. And if you kind of have call reluctance and don't do it, you'll end up not putting stuff into the top of your sales cycle for days on end. And then you really start panicking because then there's nothing coming out of it because you put nothing in the top of it. So when you think of cash flow, you think of how do I on a regular basis get in the habit proactively ask somebody to buy?
Good points again, sir. Thank you for that. Yes, because the cash that's coming in comes from your sales. Thank you so much again for that, Mr. Phil. So that is a good question to continue to ask yourself. How can I get someone at the top of the sales funnel so that money can flow to the bottom? Good question to ask. You want to constantly ask yourself, how can we get more people to buy our products, buy our services? What is it that we need to do? How do we advertise so that people can see that what we are selling? How do you get to the market who wants to buy our products and services? Go ahead, Mr. Phil.
Yeah, and I worked with a car dealership. The guy says, I did a program for the Christmas party, and then the owner came to me and says, Phil, my people love you. I want you to do something with my salespeople. I said, fine, but I only want to work with the 20% of your salespeople that sell 80% of your product. He goes, what? It's called Pareto's Law. It's a 20-80 rule. He goes, why would you do that? I said, well, the 80% that sell 20%, all they'll tell me is why what I'm telling won't work. The 20% that sell 80%, they know that school's never out for the pro. So they're always trying to get better. They're always trying to improve. So I put together a program. How do we sell a third more cars this quarter than we did last? And there's only two ways. Put more in the top of your sales cycle and close more of what you put in. There isn't any other way to sell more cars. You got to put more in the top, and then you got to close a greater percentage of what you put in. And they ended up selling 42% more cars the next quarter. Because all they focused on is, how do I put more in the top and how do I close more good in? And I got them to position themselves as transportation advisors. They weren't car salespeople. They were transportation advisors. In other words, if you need legal advice, you go to a lawyer. If you need accounting advice, you go to an accountant. Wouldn't it be nice if you knew somebody that you trusted in the automobile business that when you needed a car, you could feel free about going to them and saying, here's what my needs are, here's what my budgets are, can you help me find the best car for me, as opposed to what we've had to do in the past when we dealt with car sales people. I had one gentleman, I probably bought 80% of my cars from him. His name was Ralph Marinacci. And I would call Ralph up, I would tell him what I'd want, he would find it, I would buy it, I'd never negotiate price with him, and if anything was wrong, he'd fix it. And that was our deal. Because I wanted him to make his money. I trusted him enough that he would have enough margin in there to cover him. So he would make his money, and I would get what I wanted. And then he gave me peace of mind that if anything was wrong with the car, because you really never want to buy a new car. Never trust a financial advisor that buys new cars. Because the most depreciated mile of a car is once it drives off the lot.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.